In Cuba, jailed U.S. contractor Alan Gross is now on a hunger strike at a military hospital in Havana. The 64-year-old from Maryland has been imprisoned since 2009, when he was caught while on a covert mission to set up clandestine internet networks inside Cuba. That mission was funded by the U.S. Agency for International Development, or USAID, the same agency that secretly set up a social media network in Cuba called Zunzuneo. The Associated Press revealed last week that the program was a covert U.S. government initiative aimed at stirring unrest among young Cubans. It's since been shut down. The revelation, though, has now made Gross's case more complicated. Peter Kornbluh directs the Cuba Documentation Project at the National Security Archive in Washington. He's met and spoken with Gross in Havana.
He has been very clear about this hunger strike. He is upset, as even his lawyer has said, more at the failure of the Obama administration to step up and negotiate his release than he is angry at the Cubans, and he is very angry at the Cubans. I have met with him twice over the last 15 months for a total of 7 hours. His frustration is palpable, and his mental state is really quite terrible. And his frustration is that he has seen no movement on the part of his own government to free him.
And this hunger strike doesn't come as a surprise to you, right? You talked about it with him when you met him last.
There's been a lot of talk about how much weight Alan Gross has lost during his years in incarceration. In between the first time I saw him and the second time I saw him, he had gained 23 pounds back of the 110 he had lost. And he made it clear to me that he wasn't just gaining weight and exercising and building muscle just for the sake of his health. He had some kind of plan. I asked him if he planned a hunger strike, and that's why he was bulking up, and he said no. He was really more focused on some type of, if you can believe it, escape plan. But hopefully by undertaking this act, he will have put pressure on the White House to actually negotiate, have a dialogue with the Cubans, and come to an agreement which meets both what Cuba wants and what the United States wants, so that U.S.-Cuban relations can go forward in a positive way.
What has the U.S. said about this case, and are they doing anything now to help him get released?
The U.S. government has only really demanded that Alan Gross be unconditionally released. They claim that he was doing nothing illegal in Cuba and nothing really surreptitious in Cuba, which is not true. He was. Recently, Secretary of State John Kerry said he had, quote, a couple of ideas, unquote, for getting Alan Gross out. But so far, whatever those ideas are, haven't materialized.
So are you optimistic that this hunger strike will help his cause?
You know, when I first met Alan Gross, he told me that he wanted the United States and Cuba to sit down and talk tachlis, which is a Yiddish word for brass tacks, truthfully, forthrightly. And the last time I saw him, he said he wanted them to talk unconditionally. He would like to see the United States and Cuba agree to a non-belligerency pact, create an ambience of relations between the two countries that make it easier for him to be released.
Peter Kornbluh directs the Cuba Documentation Project at the National Security Archive in Washington, D.C. Peter, thanks so much. A real pleasure.
Thank you for having me on.